KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have clear skies, 27 degrees in Atlantic. That is our 24-hour low. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The weather forecast is calling for it to be sunny, breezy, and cool today, the high around 41. In Southwest Iowa news, one person suffered possible unknown injuries during a collision Thursday afternoon in Red Oak. According to Red Oak Police, 16-year-old Miranda Nicole Jones of Red Oak was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by a private vehicle following the accident in 3rd and Coolbaugh Streets in Red Oak. Officials said a 2008 Chevy Impala driven by 74-year-old Betty Lou Larson of Red Oak was traveling east on Coolbaugh Street at around 3:30 p.m., while a 1998 Dodge Neon driven by Jones was headed south on 3rd Street. Larson ran the stop sign at the intersection as Jones was getting ready to cross the intersection. Larson was cited for failure to obey a stop or yield sign. Damage from the collision amounted to $3,200. The Harlan Police Department Thursday issued a report on recent arrests. Officials say 48-year-old Jeffrey Rowland of Harlan was arrested Monday on an active Shelby County warrant issued as the result of an investigation into checks allegedly forged by Rowland. The warrant was for 5 counts of theft in the 5th degree. Rowland was taken to the Shelby County Jail. The HPD says on October the 18th, charges were filed against 30-year-old Ty Jordan of Atlantic when officers were called to 1019 7th Street with regard to an assault. Jordan was charged with assault for allegedly striking Tammy Nelson of Kirkman, who was transported to Murtu Medical Center for her injuries. Jordan was also charged with criminal mischief in the 3rd degree for damage allegedly done to a vehicle. He was later arrested by the Atlantic Police Department and brought to the Shelby County Jail. On October 13th, 2 juvenile males were arrested in Harlan and charged with criminal mischief in the 3rd degree. 11-year-olds Jonah Culp and Cash Cleveland, both of Harlan, were charged with allegedly damaging a garage door and vandalizing the bathrooms at Potter's Park. Both boys were referred to the Shelby County Juvenile Court. On October the 12th, 45-year-old Curtis Scheffler of Harlan was charged with allowing a dog to run at large when officers took a report of the Scheffler dog biting Michael Skaranko, also of Harlan, while he was running for cross country. A complaint on running at large has been sent to the Shelby County Clerk of Court. And on October the 7th, 22-year-old Brandon Hunt of Shelby was taken into custody on an active Shelby County warrant for possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. Hunt was transported to the Shelby County Jail. Police in Red Oak arrested a local man Thursday. 55-year-old Darwin Eugene Schur of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 11:40 a.m. on a valid Red Oak warrant for indecent contact with a child. Schur was arrested at a residence on East Hammond Street and was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. A traffic stop Wednesday night in Page County resulted in a passenger in the vehicle being arrested on a warrant. The car was pulled over by a Page County deputy about a mile east of Shenandoah on Highway 2 just before midnight. The passenger, 22-year-old Corey Joseph Smith of Shenandoah, was arrested on a warrant for being absent from custody. The warrant had been issued out of Woodbury County. Smith was transported to the Page County Jail and held without bond until Woodbury County makes arrangements to transfer him to their facility. Elsewhere in the news, a Shelby County road that was closed more than 2 months ago for a bridge replacement project is now open. Emergency Management Director Bob Seibert says the bridge in the 400 block of Redwood Road, which was closed August 15th, is open to traffic. The bridge is over the Dutch branch of the East Branch of the West Nishnabotna River between Monroe Townships 16 and 17. Officials are hoping that work to raise overpasses on Interstate 29 will reduce frequent crashes by vehicles hauling tall loads. The Sioux City Journal reports that on Tuesday, a sand silo being carried on a tractor-trailer truck struck the bottom of an overpass near Salix. The silo landed on the interstate's median, and then the semi struck a crane in the ditch. The driver was taken to and later released from a Sioux City hospital following the crash. Dakin Schultz of the state's transportation department says the overpass that was struck by the silo will soon be gone and replaced with a taller one that's set to open later this year. Another overpass near Salix is expected to be replaced in 2016. And the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said Thursday that a slight increase in the fire danger can be expected for the next few days. Mostly sunny skies with above-average winds over the next couple of days will facilitate the drying of the grass and crops. Officials say residents should use caution when responding to field fires. Some of the low-lying ground is very soft, and the weight of firefighting vehicles may result in getting stuck in places that are difficult to get out of. The fire danger signs are currently in the moderate risk category from now through Monday, November the 3rd. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Larry Benkin, age 77, of Osage Beach, Missouri, an Atlantic native, died Tuesday in Osage Beach. Memorial services for Larry Benkin will be today at 10:30 at the Church of at Osage Hills in Osage Beach, Missouri. Graveside services will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery, followed by a luncheon at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The Hedges Scott Funeral Home in Osage Beach, Missouri, has arrangements. Lloyd Jorgensen, age 83, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Lloyd Jorgensen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Larry Dean Thompson, age 70, of Cumberland and formerly of Grant City, Missouri, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Larry Thompson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Progue Dunphy Funeral Home in Grant City, Missouri. Mary Garst, age 86, of Coon Rapids, died October the 19th. Funeral services for Mary Garst will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Coon Rapids at the American Legion Building. OD Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Verla Ann Christensen, age 80, of Fountain Hills, Arizona, and formerly of the Walnut and Atlantic areas, died October 24th. Memorial and Celebration of Life services for Verla Ann Christensen will be held on December 27th at 10 a.m. at the Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Fountain Hills, Arizona. And Neil Stork, age 74, of Anita, died Thursday at his home. Services for Neil Stork are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.